for, really, since the start of my academic career, is the shareholder oppression doctrine. And as a law professor, I am, of course, constitutionally required to start with a hypothetical. So let me do that. Let us assume that you and I and a friend of yours decide to start a new technology venture, and we decide to structure that new venture in the corporate form, which today, quite frankly, is probably a little unusual given the LLC. But nonetheless, let's assume we do it that way. We each invest an equal amount in the company. We are all 33% shareholders. We all quit our former jobs to work full-time in this new venture. We are the sole members of the board. We are the sole officers. And let's assume, as many closely held companies do, particularly in the corporate form, we decide we're not going to declare dividends for tax reasons. We are instead going to distribute any profits that we might make through salary and other forms of employment compensation. Okay, so time starts. The early years of the business are rough. We're not really doing so well, but eventually we turn the corner. We start making some real money. For whatever reason, and here you can insert a myriad of factual situations, dissension develops among us, myself on the one side, you and your friend on the other. You all use your majority power as, you know, two-thirds of the board to terminate my employment. You then use your majority control of the shares to remove me as a director. And, of course, our policy of not paying any dividends continues, and as a consequence, any profits that the company is distributing through salary and other forms of employment compensation, you know, I'm not getting because I am no longer employed by the company.